ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय, ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय, ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरये। नष्टप्रायेषु भद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवती उत्तम श्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्ठिकी। We are reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 4, Chapter 31, Text Number 19. Dayaya sarvabhuteshu santushtya yena kenava sarva indriya upashantya cha tushyati ashu janardhanaha। दयया सर्वभूतेषु संतुष्ट्या येन केन वा सर्वेन्द्रियोपशान्त्या यच्च तुष्यति आशु जनार्दनः। दयया सर्वभूतेषु संतुष्ट्या येन केन वा सर्वेन्द्रियोपशान्ताय च तुष्यति आशु जनार्दन। दयया सर्वभूतेषु संतुष्ट्या येन केन वा सर्वेन्द्रियोपशान्त्या च तुष्यति आशु जनार्दनः। माताजीस, दयया बाय शोइंग मर्सी सर्वभूतेषु टू ऑल लिविंग एंटिटीज, संतुष्टिया बाय बीइंग सैटिस्फाइड, येन केन वा समहाउ और अदर, सर्व इंद्रिया ऑल द सेंसेस, उपशांत्या by controlling, cha also, tushyati becomes satisfied, ashu very soon, janardanaha the lord of all living entities. Translation purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. By showing mercy to all living entities, being satisfied somehow or other and controlling the senses from sense enjoyment, one can very quickly satisfy the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Janardana. Purport. These are some of the ways in which the Supreme Personality of Godhead can be satisfied by the devotee. The first item mentioned is Dayaya Sarvabhuteshu, showing mercy to all conditioned souls. The best way to show mercy is to spread Krishna consciousness. The entire world is suffering for want of this knowledge. People should know that Supreme Personality of Godhead, is the original cause of everything. Knowing this, everyone should directly engage in his devotional service. Those who are actually learned, advanced in spiritual understanding, should preach Krishna consciousness all over the world, so that people may take to it and make their lives successful. The word Sarvabhuteshu is significant because it applies not only to human beings but to all the living entities appearing in the 84 like species of life. The devotees can do good not only to humanity but to all living entities as well. Everyone can benefit spiritually by chanting the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. When the transcendental vibration of Hare Krishna is sounded, even the trees, animals and insects benefit. Thus, when one chants Hare Krishna Maha Mantra loudly, he actually shows mercy to all living entities. To spread Krishna consciousness movement throughout the world, the devotees should be satisfied in all conditions. Narayana para sarve na kutaschana bibhyati swarga apavarga narakeshu api tulyartha darshinaha. It does not matter to the pure devotees if he has to go to hell to preach. The Supreme Lord lives in the heart of a hog, although the Lord is in the Vaikuntha. Even while preaching in hell, a pure devotee remains a pure devotee by his constant association with the Supreme Personality of Godhead. To attain this state, one has to control his senses. The senses are automatically controlled when one's mind is engaged in the service of the Lord. Om Ajnana Timirandasya Jnananjana Salakaya Chakshur Unmilitam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha. Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shri Vasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. So in this verse, Narad Muni is saying, there are Dayaya Sarvabhuteshu, by showing mercy to all living entities. Then Santushtya Yenakenava, wherever we are, we should be satisfied. And third one is, by controlling the senses. By applying these three things, it is said, we can satisfy Janardana, Tushyati Ashu Janardana. We can immediately, not after a long time, immediately we can satisfy. Only problem is, it will take long time to control the senses. Right? That is the only hitch. Right? So, Srila Prabhupada concludes the purport by saying that in order to achieve these things, one has to control the senses. So, we will discuss first how to control the senses, then we will discuss Dayaya Sarvabhuteshu and Santushte Enakenava. Right? Initially, when in the beginning, when Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu he wanted to go to Vrindavan, then he took the path through the cities. He wanted to go to Shantipur, Mayapur, and meet his mother and other devotees and all that. So, because of that, lakhs and lakhs of people. They were accompanying Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Then Sanatana Goswami, he mentioned to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, sadhus, you know, they don't travel like this. You know, it said, so many lakhs of people are following you, creating disturbance. One should not go dham like this. So Mahaprabhu understood. Then he came back. Then when he, again, after some time, in next year, Mahaprabhu called Swarup Damodar Goswami, Sarvam Bhattacharya, Ramananda Roy, and he requested them, please give me permission to go to Vrindavan. The devotees said, you are the Supreme Personality of Godhead. You can do whatever you want. You will do whatever you want. You are the supremely independent personality. We don't need our permission. Then Mahaprabhu said, be very happy to give me send off. Then he said, if you are happy, I will also be happy. But if you are not happy, then I will also will not be happy. Then Swarup Damodar Goswami, he requested Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Then Mahaprabhu told him, told them that, you know, I will go alone this time. I will not take anybody with me. Because if I take anybody like that, so they will cause disturbance. You know, I want to go alone this time. I will go to the through the path of forest. Today morning, early morning I will leave. Don't tell anybody. Otherwise, you know, everybody will accompany me. So Swarup Damodara Goswami and Ramanand Rai, when she requested to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, you are saying that if we are happy, you will be happy. So then we have one small request, you know, that if you can take one assistant with you, we will be very happy. Because in the forest and all, there will be no one to... your two hands will be occupied, one hand for carrying danda, another hand for carrying kamandalu. So please, allow one devotee, at least two devotees to come along with you. Then then Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, I don't want to take anybody, among regular devotees, because if I take anybody, then they will say that I am partial. You know, other devotees will be upset. Then he said that, Nutana Sanghi Na Ibeka Snigda Yandra Mana Aiche Yabhi Pai Tabe La Iva Jana. You know, said, I don't want to take anybody. Some Nutan devotee, one new devotee, you know. So what is the qualification of the devotee? Snigda. You know, he should be Snigda. Means very peaceful in his heart. So Srila Prabhupada writes in the purport that previously when he went for South India tour, he took Kala Krishna Das. Then, you know, he became very disturbed by sex desire, and then he became attracted to some Bhattarai woman. And Lord Chaitanya, he had to personally go and, rescue him. That is why Prabhupada writes in the purport that peaceful means one whose mind is not agitated by some ulterior motives, especially sex desire. Prabhupada writes. So even if somebody is in the association of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, still if he is not determined enough, still he may become a victim of Maya. Yeah? That is the power of Maya. So he quoted this example, Kala Krishna Das. Even the association of the Lord, the Supreme Personality of God, still he fell down because he is not determined. So then Srila Prabhupada writes that the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Sri Krishna, and his representative will give protection. If somebody wants to take his protection, that is very... So if somebody... Many people they ask, why we fell down from the spiritual world? It is so nice, then Srila Prabhupada said, see, Krishna conscious movement, it is so nice, temples are so nice, deities are so beautiful, life is so good. Why still devotees leave? Why devotees leave? So they don't want to stay with the Lord and the devotees. It is they are misusing their independence like that. So Prabhupada cautions that one should be very determined not to become a victim of Maya. So one should not think, now I become a devotee, it's all right. That's why Srila Prabhupada always warned, only fault in my disciples is that they are not afraid of Maya. enough like that. So we should be afraid of Maya, and then of course we should have faith in Krishna, but initially we should be afraid of Maya. We should not go to a place where we will be victimized like that. So one of the conditions, so Mahaprabhu was saying that one should be very peaceful, snigdha. That means one should be free from material desires. One should control his senses. So that is the disciple of a... That is the qualification of a disciple, right? Then Sri Bhattacharya, Swarup Damodara Goswami, one more point Prabhupada makes, that if one thinks that Supreme Personality of Godhead and his representative are normal persons, you know, ordinary persons, then he must fall down. So there is this is a first condition, you know, to control the senses, that, you know, we should have proper understanding of the position of the spiritual master and Shri Krishna, like that. Then Swarup Damodar Goswami, he replied, ye Balabhadra Bhattacharya tomate susnigda bada pandita sadhu arya, you know, he said, this is Balabhadra Bhattacharya, you take him. So he was saying he has four qualities. Yeah? He has four qualities. One is susnigda. So in this earlier verse, it is mentioned snigda. So Prabhupada translated that word snigda as very peaceful. So susnigda means very affectionate. Tomate. No? He said, this Balabhadra Bhattacharya, he is very affectionate towards you. Then what is the other condition? Bada pandita. He is very scholarly person. Then other, sadhu arya. Sadhu means honest person, Prabhupada translated. Sadhu means honest. Then arya. He is very advanced in spiritual consciousness. Right? Prabhupada writes in the purport that first qualification of a sadhu is honest. The definition of sadhu means he is honest. Duplicitous person means, Prabhupada explains, one who assumes himself to be a great devotee but thinking something else in the mind. He has some ulterior motive in the mind. So that is called duplicitous person. So one who is a duplicitous person cannot be a sadhu. Yeah. So we should check our hearts. Then Srila Prabhupada writes that susnigda, he is very affectionate, he has a lot of affection for Lord Chaitanya, you know, his spiritual master and Lord. Then arya, you know, he is advanced in Krishna consciousness, you know, arya, that is the definition of arya. Then bada pandita, very scholarly person. So Srila Prabhupada quotes from Bhagavatam, first canto, Bruyaha Snigdasya Shishyasya Gurava Guhyamapi Uta. A disciple who has actual love for his spiritual master is endowed by the blessings of the spiritual master, the confidential knowledge. Right? So he quoted Sridhar Swami, it is quoted as Premavata. You know, Premavata means one who has love for his spiritual master. So, how to control the senses? You know, the point arises. By doing tapasya, you know, there are many people, sadhus and all, who have done great tapasya, like Vishwamitra Muni and all. But still they became victims of maya. Right? But there are many great devotees of the Lord, like Haridas Thakur. When personified Maya herself came, you know, he resisted. So this is the difference between devotees and non-devotee sadhakas. Right? So Srila Prabhupada writes in the purport, in one second canto of Bhagavatam, that Vishwamitra Muni, he had performed great austerities and penances for thousands of years. But still, then he completely controlled his senses. But still, when there was an opportunity to engage in sense gratification, he fell for it. Why? Because in the inner core of the heart, he was maintaining desire to enjoy. You know, desire to enjoy. But a devotee never falls down, because a non-devotee, he is actually trying to become, purify himself by his, on his own. You know, on his own. You know, but a devotee, he feels very weak. You know, he feels very weak. And he constantly prays to the Lord. that, my dear Lord, you are very strong and your Maya is very strong, but I am very weak. So that is why he constantly prays to the Lord to please save me from this Maya. Right? So then Lord actually, out of his compassion for these devotees, he actually saves his devotees. You know, he helps them controlling their senses. Once there was a devotee, when Srila Prabhupada was there in Los Angeles temple in 1967, one devotee by name Subal Das, when Srila Prabhupada opened his door, Subal Das was sitting there. And then Prabhupada asked him, "Hey, what Subal, what are you doing here? You know, what are you doing here? You are supposed to be in Santa Fe, you know, preaching." Then he burst out, "Prabhupada, my wife has left me." You know, then he explained, you know, Prabhupada actually married them, Krishna Devi Dasi and Subal Das, and he told them to go to Santa Fe and preach there. So Subal Das Prabhu went to New York, leaving the temple in the hands of Krishna Devi Dasi. And then one congregation devotee, Bhakta Randy, she ran away with him. So when he came back, the temple is empty, vacant. And then she ran away with him. She was crying. Prabhupada said, "Don't worry, you go back, I will write to Krishna Devi Dasi." So Prabhupada wrote to her saying that, "No, I didn't expect this from you, you have actually, all the devotees and myself, you know, are very upset with you, you know, that you have done like this. You know, if at all you have any love for me or love for Krishna, please go back to your husband, I will speak to him," like that. Well, when he Subal Das Prabhu went to Santa Fe, she refused, never came back. And then Prabhupada wrote to him saying that, you know, if you are so agitated, if your heaviness is there, please come and spend time with me. Your heaviness will go. You know, like that. He wrote. So by the time the letter reached, actually Subal Prabhu came back to Los Angeles. And then Prabhupada asked, "Did you receive my letter?" "No, Prabhupada, I didn't receive." "No, you must have received. I wrote like this, you know, to spend, you know, ekanta." Then somehow he settled down there. So one day Srila Prabhupada, he was going in morning, some walking. Then he sat under a tree. Prabhupada said, "Previously all the great sages, they used to sit under the tree and do meditation. It is very good, you know, very good." Then he was observing, you know, two butterflies, you know. Everywhere it is there, you know, like dog is there and some bitch is there. The dog will run behind the bitch, right? Like the bull will run behind the cow. So like that, this butterfly is trying to mate. Then Prabhupada, everywhere it is there, same bondage, you know, everywhere. Even these butterflies, they are also engaged. Then knowing that Subal Prabhu is still disturbed by the events, said, "It is not very surprising that Krishna Devi Dasi left, you know, but it is very surprising that we stay back and serve Krishna, you know, because Maya is very strong. You know, Maya is very strong. That is why we should constantly pray to Krishna, you know, to save us from Maya and, you know, to engage us in the service of Krishna." You know, like many times I have said this, somebody asked Srila Prabhupada, this for newcomers who have not heard this, that Prabhupada asked some of his disciples, "What is the difference between you and me?" You know, then disciples said something this. Then Prabhupada told them that the difference between you and me is that you may fall down any time, but I will never fall down. Right? Then the next day, Srila Prabhupada was taking darshan of the Lord, and he was loudly praying to the Lord that, "My dear Lord, please protect me from Maya. You know, please always engage me in your service." Like that, he was loudly praying. So later on, the devotees who heard this prayer of Prabhupada, they asked Prabhupada later on, said, "Prabhupada, you told that you will never fall down, we may fall down, but you are praying that, you know, please, you know, protect me from falling down. Then Srila Prabhupada replied, that is why I will not fall down. Right? Because I am constantly praying. You know? So, controlling the senses is no mean job. Right? Like other day I was telling to some devotees in the yatra that who is a Vaishnava? You know? Who is a Vaishnava? Right? Like once Yaduvara Prabhu, he was asking Prabhupada, you said that, you know, if you surrender to Krishna, we will become free from all sinful reactions. How, you know, there is one devotee who is suffering very badly from some disease like that. Then Srila Prabhupada said, well, how why this devotee is suffering so much? Then Srila Prabhupada said, do you think simply by wearing kantimala and putting tilak, one becomes a devotee, Vaishnava? No. You know, one has to become completely surrendered to Krishna. Then later on in some other lecture, Srila Prabhupada was defining, who is a Vaishnava? You know, then he quoted Yamunacharya, Yadavadi Mana Krishna Pada Aravinda, said, ever since I started thinking about your lotus feet, you know, whenever the thought comes to associate with a woman, I curl my lips in distaste and spit at that thought. You know? So, Prabhupada said, this is a Vaishnava. This is a Vaishnava. There is no one to. There is no need for anybody to give a certificate to you. If you are not attracted to women anymore, if you have distaste for sex life, that means that day you are a Vaishnava. Srila Prabhupada explained, right? But as long as we harbor sex desire in our heart, you know, then I am not a Vaishnava. Then it's not very easy. Srila Prabhupada said, don't think that simply by hearing your lecture people will give up sex life. You know? Sometimes it will take 7 lifetimes after hearing, you know, you will give up sex life. You know? So then Prabhupada said, when you reach a stage when you consider sex life is abominable, then that time onwards your devotional service starts. You know, that is the standard of a Vaishnava, right? So, we are practicing Vaishnava Praya, you know, we should not think that simply by putting tilak and kantimala or chanting, we become a Vaishnava, right? So, it's a Vaishnava, becoming a Vaishnava is very high stage. So, unless we become a Vaishnava, completely engaged in Krishna service, we cannot become free from sense desires, you know, because it's so strong, you know, it's so strong. So, Prabhupada gave a formula, you know, for becoming, for how to control the senses. To attain this state, one has to control his senses. The senses are automatically controlled when one's mind is engaged in the service of the Lord. Right? A devotee should never be idle. You know, never be idle. Especially brahmacharis. You know, 24 hours, you know, we should do some service or the other. The Prabhupada said, it's all, for Prabhupada it's all black and white. You know, we all, you know, previously black and white movies used to come. Now, Eastman color. We all want Eastman color movies, you know. Right? Black and white. Either you are Krishna service or you are Maya service. That's it. There is nothing called in between. If you are not in Krishna service, you are in Maya service. Right? So, one has to be constantly engaged in Krishna service. That is why Srila Prabhupada, other day Viraj Maharaj was explaining how Prabhupada gave. Prabhupada also explained, used to say, his spiritual master would always give his disciples an impossible tasks to achieve. They used to think, oh, what, you know, how can we do this, Srila Prabhupada? You know, no, you do it. You know, Srila Prabhupada, Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur, Prabhupada was explaining, my Guru Maharaj, he would always overspend more than the collected money. More than the income, expenditure used to be more. They used to go and complain to Srila Prabhupada Bhaktisiddhanta. Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Sastakuru used to reply, if you have enough money, that's why in the bank, you know, we don't like to go out and, you know, collect. Right? If you have, if you are in debts, and then you are in anxiety, you know, go and collect. So that was his formula. You know, that's why Srila Prabhupada wanted, collect $1 million and spend $1 million. Don't, you know, put money in the bank and, you know, simply will, corruption will take place. If you have money, corruption will take place. Right? If you don't have money, there is no, where is the corruption? Right? So it's very important. So, Srila Prabhupada always used to give impossible tasks to achieve. Right? Srila Prabhupada, you know, like Giriraj Maharaj was saying, no? You know, finish this temple in 6 months' time. Right? Now, Srila Prabhupada was not instructing there. So, there are people who building temples 15 years, 20 years, you know, because they don't have funds. Right? There are, I know, there are temples, you know, languishing, you know, under construction for so many years. But Srila Prabhupada, when they didn't have any money, he wanted, you know, the temple to be finished in 6 months' time. That too with all marble, you know, all the pillars are marble, right? Like that. So, they were expressing difficulty, you know, stay here and all. Srila Prabhupada simply asked, don't you want to be purified? Right? Tamal Krishna Maharaj and all, they were complaining. Prabhupada, we are accustomed to you know, running water taps and all. You know, here, you know, they didn't have any taps and all. They were living in huts, you know, makeshift huts, and they were using, you know, hand pumps, you know, to take water out. No hot water, greaser and all that. Right? But they went and asked, how can we stay, you know, here? Srila Prabhupada simply asked, don't you want to be purified? Then they kept quiet. So as long as Srila Prabhupada was there, and they were constantly engaged, you know, they were constantly engaged, you know, in 24 hours in Krishna service, and they were experiencing that bliss, you know. So when there is higher taste, then usually there is no lower taste. You don't go for lower taste. Somebody who is accustomed to eating halwa, pudi, he won't eat, you know, food picked from garbage. Right? Like that. So, this is the formula, you know. So, if devotees don't have enough service, you know, that means it is a recipe for disaster. So, it is, of course, managers have to look after that, you know, they are engaged properly. But if the devotees are not surrendered fully, and if they refuse, then the managers also, what they can do, like devotees, right? So devotee individually, he has to take care of himself first. Otherwise, if he doesn't have enough service, he should go and fight with the manager. Say, hey, I don't have enough service. Not that, you know, the HOD has to, you know, who will do the aarti, you know, so many devotees are there, but they don't want to do aarti, you know. Who will do the aarti, you know, I have to run behind. It's not like that. Oh, I have only one aarti, you know, please give me some more, you know, service. That should be the spirit. Then such a devotee will survive. Otherwise, 90% of devotees, mortality rate in Krishna consciousness is very high. Right? 90% of the devotees will go away after coming back. Why? Because they are not fully engaged. You know, if you are fully engaged, if one is fully engaged and is relishing the service, you know, and he is experiencing bliss in his heart, then naturally he won't go for, then he will, suppose if there is an opportunity for sense gratification, then he will, you know, like a intelligent businessman, you know, he will calculate which is better, you know, by dressing Radha Ras Bihari and by serving lotus feet of Radha Ras Bihari, the bliss I get, or the bliss I get by associating little bit so-called happiness that I get by associating with a woman. Right? So, definitely, you know, after some time, in the beginning it may be a little burden, But after some time, service to Krishna is very blissful. If without it, we can't remain only, you know. So it is very important, you know, to engage our senses in the service of Krishna. That's why Srila Prabhupada, he established his temples. You know, he knows that we cannot chant 64 rounds and read Bhagavatam all the day. You know, we want some practical, you know, we need some practical service. So practical devotional service is required. And then there is something called Guru Datta Seva. You know, Guru Datta Seva. It means a Guru has given you this mission. You know, you do this service. Like, you know, some people, they wanted to take initiation from Jhanivas Prabhu. Jhanivas Prabhu said, no, Prabhupada did not tell me this. You know, my Guru Datta Seva, he told me to take care of Radha Madhava. You know, so throughout my life, I will do the service. Right? There is one Babaji, Nayanananda Babaji Maharaj something, in Champahati. You know, throughout his life, he was a pujari there. You know, throughout his life, till the time he left his body. He never left his service. Why? Because he said, you know, this is my Guru Datta Seva. You know, that Champahati is the place where Jayadeva Goswami had deities and this, you know, wrote this Git Madhava, whatever, Git Govinda, like that. So we were, of course, he left his body now. Every time when we go for Mayapur Parikrama, he used to give some talk. Right? So exalted, Prabhupada Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur told him to take care of those deities. And then throughout his life, he said, you know, that is my Guru Datta Seva. Right? So if somebody somebody gets that mercy from the spiritual master and he gets that Guru Datta Seva, then he is engaged. Then such a person, he can control his senses. You know, he's fully engaged, mind, you know, like that. Otherwise it's impossible, you know. Yudhishthira Maharaj asked Sri Bhishmacharya that which is better, you know, Brahmachari is ashram is better or grihastha ashram is better, you know. At any given time, Brahmachari ashram is the best, you know. Grihastha ashram means, you know, whole lot of suffering is there, right? Whole lot of suffering is there. But 99% people, they have to be grihasthas. Then Yudhishthira asked, who can be Brahmachari? You know, said one who has lot of pious credits, you know, one who has the mercy of the spiritual master, he can remain Brahmachari. Otherwise, simply by, you know, many people, they are you know, we hear the lectures, you know, extolling, you know, Brahmachari ashram, right? But still, at the end of the day, one cannot control the senses, and you know, they have to get married or whatever. So, this, not that, you know, managers are struggling to find devotees, but the healthy condition of a temple is managers are finding it difficult to engage, because they don't have enough service, you know. I have enough pujaris for aarti, you know, I have no, I should be able to tell. Nowadays I run after devotees, please come for aarti, please come for dressing, you know. I should be in a position where actually you know, I don't have, you know, the space, you know, vacancy for someone to do aarti, you know. Please wait. So that is a healthy condition. All the devotees should be very enthusiastic to do more and more service. Right? Like that. So if somebody is fixed in like that, engaged in service, then sarvendriya sarvendriya upashantyacha. Right? So, then one more quality is santishtya enakenva. One must be satisfied. Right? So, Srila Prabhupada once, he was talking to one of the parents of the disciples. He was saying, then Prabhupada was saying, a devotee of Krishna is not ambitious. Right? Then one devotee is trying to explain, you know, that the parent, that no, not only he is not materially ambitious, but he is spiritually ambitious. Srila Prabhupada corrected him, no, a devotee is not ambitious at all, right? Then one more time Srila Prabhupada said, a devotee is simply satisfied chanting 16 rounds, right, for taking some little prasad, you know. And if somebody doesn't, nobody gives him any service, he is satisfied, take his chadar and clean the doors, you know, of the dust like that. So there is, I always tell this, that devotee should be satisfied with three things always, right? And then devotee should never be satisfied with three things, right? First thing one should be always satisfied is whatever food one gets, one should be satisfied, right? In Prasadam Hall, we should not fight. Arey, today also karela, you know, right? Today also this, you know, why there is no paneer sabji, you know? Somebody is, but sometimes khichdi is there, sometimes feast is there, right? So Srila Prabhupada said, whatever we are supposed to eat, it is destined. You know, you can't fight for it. Like Srila Prabhupada explained that somebody may be a very rich man, he may be having all facilities to eat dry fruits and, you know, puri, halwa and all. Then he may fight with his wife. You know, they may have big fight. Then he will go and I am not going to eat today. Then the wife will also say, go to hell. You know, so you are fasting. Right? But if you are destined to eat, and then somebody, you know, there is one story, you know, Devakin Prabhu was telling something. Sweet rice, there is some, right? You remember? Sweet rice, today I will not eat sweet rice. You know, Guru said, no, you have to eat. Then he goes there, then he hides, he sits on the tree, you know, and some dacoits, they steal you know, some food and all, you know, something there is, right? There is something. And then they see, you know, they see him, they bring him down and said, oh, you know, some people are cooking this. So they said, you know, you have to taste this sweet rice. I said, no, today I am not going to eat sweet rice. No, you have to eat. Why? Because, you know, they might have put poison in the sweet rice. So we want you to test it. Yeah? I have noted down the story somewhere. I will tell some other time. So he had to eat that sweet rice. Right? So like that, even if you are in the forest, you know, if you are destined to get, some 15 years back, I was, when my mother was sick, I went to see her. And then that time, I took a day train, morning 6 o'clock. You know, I didn't pack any prasad. So I was, whole day I was fasting. I reached Hyderabad around night, 7 o'clock. So I asked the devotee, Shine Bhog is available, prasad? He said, we don't have Shine Bhog here. You know, after Sandhya Arati, we don't offer anything. You know, that is the last. So that is all finished, you know. Then I said, today I am destined to fast, you know. I asked, one devotee, please, if any prasad is there, get me. He said, no, there is no prasad. I said, okay, I will drink water and sleep. Right? When I came back to the room, after some time, the devotee tapped my door. I said, whatever, I got a plate of prasad for you. I said, how it came? He said, you know, one devotee, in the temple president office, he kept one plate of mahaprasad for one guest. You know, he didn't come and Mahaprasad plate was lying. So you take it. You know, so I took it. So if you are destined to get, you will get it. So one should be satisfied with whatever food we get. And whatever, one should be satisfied with whatever Lakshmi, wealth one gets, you know, income. So that is the policy of all Indians previously. Now that's where they fight, right? They are working hard, you know. But actually, whatever is destined, whatever income, wealth is destined for us, we will get it. You know, do little work, we will get it. There is no need to work so hard in the factories and all. Right? Then, whomever we get, one gets as wife, spouse, one should be satisfied. right? It is said that marriages are made in heaven, but the bills are paid here. Right? Like that. So, it is destined. If some woman is destined for you, you will get her. Not that, you know, after getting married, you know, you will see some other beautiful woman and say, "Are, I should have married her, you know, why I got this got married to this girl," and all that. You know, it won't, it's not like that, right? One of my cousins, my mother's cousins, he was PhD at that during, like some 40 years back, right? 40, 50 years, very well qualified, well employed also. So he used to come to my mother and her aunties and all. "Please look for some girl, you know." So they used to look for a girl and, you know, propose a match. Then he would say, her nose, you know, for a woman, you know, like it is said that, you know, if Cleopatra's nose is, Cleopatra's nose is not so beautiful, you know, all this war would not have taken, Roman war, like that, something like that they say. Her nose is very beautiful. So for a woman, you know, if nose is very beautiful, it should be, you know, not be curved and all that. So he used to say, "Oh, nose is curved, you know, eyes are small," you know, like that. He used to reject. Then my auntie, my mother, and my aunties and all, they were fed up. They stopped, you know, showing the matches, because for any match, you know, he would show some defect for any girl. So beautiful girls, they came and he rejected them. So finally, we got a wedding invitation, you know. Then he wanted to marry Apsara, right? Perfect, no curved nose and no small ears, no small eyes and all. First thing, you know, in marriages we go and see, you know, whether the girl is fair or not, beautiful, eyes are beautiful or not. You know, that's how, you know, we judge, right? So we were all thinking, we all went to marriage hoping that, you know, we would see some Apsara, you know. But finally, when we finally saw the bride, we all fell, you know, unconscious. She was so ugly, you know, black and all. Said, my mother asked, his name was Raghunath. "Raghunath, what happened? Kya karega, you know, karma. What to do, you know? We have to settle with somebody." Because 36 years ho gaya, abhi shaadi nahi hua. So he had to marry somebody. So like that, whoever is destined, that girl will come as a wife. So one should be satisfied. After marriage, you know, one should not think, "Oh, I should have married, why I have married this girl, you know? Why I should have married someone else," you know, like that, you know. Nowadays, that is a trend, right? Even women also, they divorce their husband. Yeah, but by Krishna's arrangement, one gets husband. By the will of destiny, we get wealth. By destiny, we get food. So one should be satisfied with these three things under all circumstances, right? Food, wealth, and spouse. But one should never be satisfied by three things, right? Never be satisfied. What are they? Charity. Okay. Oh, today, this year I have given you, you know, this Mataji, I told her, you know, I told her to sponsor Kalash, you know, then she said it's too high. Then I told her, you know, don't sponsor Vidyadan, sponsor Kalash. You know, but today she brought for Vidyadan also. You know, she gave Kalash and sponsored Vidyadan for 25,000. So one should not think, "Oh, today, this year I gave Kalash, you know, 25,000, enough. You know, one should never be satisfied. How much charity we give, you know, we should keep on giving, right? Even brahmacharis also, if they get more money, they should give charity, right? Some dakshina vishna milega, should give in charity, right? Then one should never be satisfied, you know, by how much katha we heard, you know. These ears, they are, you know, akash. It's like endless. You know, we will never get tired of, you know, hearing gossip, you know. This devotee did like that devotee did like that. Endless will go on. Anytime we say, "Oh, enough," you know. No, we keep on, we want to hear, right? Yeah, so like that, we should keep on, we should never think, "Oh, today I already heard Bhagavatam class, you know, enough." You know, no, I will do something else. No, you should hear more and more. ರೈಟ್. ಪ್ರವಿಷ್ಟ ಕಣ್ಣರಂದ್ರಿಣ ಸ್ವಾನಂ ಭಾವ ಸರೋರುಹಂ. ಏನು ದುನೋತಿ ಸಮಲ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಸಲಿಲಸ್ಯ ಯಥಾಶರತ್. ಏನು ಬೈ ಹಿಯರಿಂಗ್ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಕಥಾ ಆಲ್ ದ ಟೈಮ್ ಏನು ಒನ್ ಶುಡ್ ಒನ್ ವಿಲ್ ಒನ್ಸ್ ಹಾರ್ಟ್ ವಿಲ್ ಬಿಕಮ್ ಪ್ಯೂರಿಫೈಡ್. ಸೊ ಒನ್ ಶುಡ್ ನೆವರ್ ಬಿ ಸ್ಯಾಟಿಸ್ಫೈಡ್. You know, as soon as some time, you know, Prabhupada said, as soon as you get some time, either you chant Hare Krishna or read my books, like that. Then one more thing is, one should never be satisfied by how much chanting we have done, you know. So Hare Krishna, Prabhupada Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Swami Thakur said, don't make the mala fasting, right? Don't hang it, you know. Somebody asked Prabhupada, why, you know, after finishing 16 rounds, why do you carry mala? You know, if you are going to chant, right? Srila Prabhupada said, you know, even during non-war times, why the soldiers carry guns? Right? Anytime Maya we may attack, means anytime enemy will attack, right? So you should be ready, battle ready, right? In the same way, you know, we should always be carrying mala, you know, not that, you know, I chanted my rounds, 16 rounds, finish, you know, park the mala, you know, right? No, we should carry the mala, and whenever we get time, sometimes outside the doctor cabins, you know, people get bored, you know, they that's why in trains and all they sell, you know, time pass mumpali, right? time pass mumpali, actually, sometimes they ask, you know, I'm killing time. But actually I tell them, somebody was saying, I'm killing time. I told him, time, you're not killing time, time is killing you. Right? Time is killing us actually. So whenever we get time, we should chant. So it's not, you know, that, okay, I'm chanted in 16 rounds, finish, you know, like that. Right? So, one should not be satisfied with these three things. How much charity we give, how much Krishna Katha we heard, and how many holy names we have taken. You know, we should, 16 rounds minimum. After that we can always keep on chanting. Right? There is no restriction. That, oh, I chanted, you know, aparad ho gaya, ek mala extra ho gaya. Right? In our ISKCON Leeds seminar, Maharaj was saying that Krishna likes your 17th round. Right? So we are averse to chanting, you know, extra round, right? 16 rounds finished. But Maharaj was saying, Krishna likes your 17th round. So we should always be eager to chant. If you get time, why not, you know? If not that, we get like that. So, one should control one's senses and one should be satisfied. Then, after that, dayaya sarvabhuta. Dayaya sarvabhutesh, by showing mercy to all the living entities. So Srila Prabhupada writes in the purport, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu travels to Vrindavan. So when he was traveling to Vrindavan, there are some elephants and all, they were coming. One day he was doing Gayatri in a river, and then some maddened elephants came. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu splashed water on them and told them to chant Hare Krishna. And all the elephants, you know, they fell down unconscious and they got up and they started chanting and dancing, you know, like that. So Srila Prabhupada writes a very nice purport that a devotee, he does not make any distinction between a enemy and friends. You know, Vidya Vinay Sampanne Brahmane Gavi Hastini Suniceva Swapakecha Pandita Samadarshina. So the test of advanced spiritual consciousness is we cannot tell somebody, oh, he is a pure devotee, he is Mahabhagavat. You know, we should look for the symptoms. So test for a spiritually advanced person, you know, there are two things. One is fearless, he is fearless, and another is he is free from envy. You know, he's free from envy. That so Prabhupada writes that a devotee, a pure devotee of the Lord, he does not make any distinction between a enemy and non-enemy, and animal and man and all. So he wants to make everybody Krishna conscious. So Prabhupada quoted that when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu asked Haridas Thakur, how do these trees and animals and all, they can be delivered? Haridas Thakur said, by chanting Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, by chanting Hare Krishna mantra loudly, everybody gets benefit. Right? Even the trees also can hear, you know. Trees can hear. And all the animals, you know, they can hear. There is in Krishna Kathamrita, that magazine, there is a story how a bull, you know, he attended Bhagavatam, Bhagavat Katha in Bhuvaneshwar every day. Right? For 7 days, he is the first one to go and last one. First one to come and last one to go in Bhagavat Katha. So then one bull. So they all hear, they can understand Bhagavatam, you know, all the dogs and all, they take prashad, right? So it's beneficial. The Prabhupada writes in the purport, one should not be disturbed by loud chanting of Hare Krishna Mahamantra. One should, Prabhupada was there in Caracas or somewhere, South American temple, and these South Americans are just like Indians, they are very pious, and they are mad about Prabhupada, yeah? They are mad about Srila Prabhupada. And then Prabhupada came and they glorified Srila Prabhupada, and temple president took him to his room. Then seeing the pure devotee of the Lord, they were so much in ecstasy. You know, they were so much in ecstasy that they were continue to chant loudly Hare Krishna Mahamantra. You know, Prajai Prabhupada, Jai Prabhupada. Then temple president, then Prabhupada went to rest. Then Prabhupada. Then after temple president came to the devotees and told them, you know, Prabhupada is taking rest, please stop the chanting. So they stopped. Then Srila Prabhupada called the president. I said, why did they stop chanting? No, Prabhupada, I thought that you will be disturbed by this loud chanting. That's why I told him to stop. No, even among the, I can take rest peacefully even in, among the loud chanting of Hare Krishna Mahamantra. Tell them to continue. Then temple president went and told, Prabhupada wants to continue to kirtan, you know. Then they were all, they became more ecstatic. You know, they all chanted more. Then one more time, they were chanting, Jai Prabhupada, Jai Prabhupada, Jai Prabhupada. You know, continuously. Then Prabhupada was disturbed. Said, why are they chanting Jai Prabhupada, Jai Prabhupada? They should chant Hare Krishna. You know, then he went and told, you know, chant Hare Krishna. But they said, Jai Prabhupada, Jai Prabhupada. And then Prabhupada asked, what do they want? Prabhupada, they want to take your darshan. Okay. Prabhupada smiled and he got up and said, okay, send them. Like that. So, so one should not be disturbed by this loud chanting will help. Right? केहा यदि तांड्र मुखे सुने कृष्णनाम तांड्र मुखे आना सुने तांड्र मुखे आना सबे कृष्ण हरि बले नाचे कांडे हसे परंपराय वैष्णवे हैला सर्व अवे शिचत प्रभुपद इसेस महाप्रभु ही वाज चैंटिंग एंड डांसिंग एंड पीपल हैव सीन हिम हर्ड फ्रॉम हिम दे आल्सो स्टार्टेड चैंटिंग एंड डांसिंग दे आल्सो स्टार्टेड तांड्रम. And then those people, they got infected, you know, from this. And then they went to their villages, they have started chanting. And those villages heard, and they also started chanting. So like that, everybody became Vaishnava in Parampara system. So Srila Prabhupada writes, very nice purport in this verse. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. No one can claim His potency. Nonetheless, if one is a pure devotee, lakhs of people can be purified by his vibration. Then please note, this potency is within every living entity. Provided he chants the Hare Krishna Mahamantra offenselessly without material motives. Right? If somebody is chanting Hare Krishna Mahamantra offenselessly and without any material desires, you know, such a person can infect other person. And then they will also chant. So, when a pure devotee chants offenselessly, another person will benefit, become a Vaishnava. And because of him, another Vaishnava will emerge. This is Parampara system. right? So if you want to become merciful, first qualification is one should be free from sense gratification, right? So if somebody may preach, you know, somebody may preach, may not be out of compassion, you know, because he is preaching, and if somebody gives lectures and all, they may get lot of followers, right? But if somebody is not free from material desires, then they will exploit the followers, right? Cheaters and cheated will become cheaters and cheated, and those who surrender to such people, they are also cheaters, because you know why I surrender to a wrong person? Because my motive is wrong, right? My motive is wrong. Like Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur used to say that some women, they want to have a son through a sadhu. You know, they think that sadhu means very pure and all, so they want to have a son through a sadhu. They go to Haridwar, you know, to combine with some sadhu. Then some unscrupulous men, thinking that you know such women will come, they pretend to be sadhus, and like this it happens. So I cannot do distribution, book distribution. I cannot do collecting money. I cannot do preaching, you know, programs and all, you know, properly with proper attitude and motive. Unless I am free from desire for sense enjoyment, you know, I should not think, you know, I will preach and I will get some money and followers, then I will use it for sense enjoyment. So that is why, if we want to show mercy on others, first qualification is I should be free from desire for sense enjoyment, envy. Otherwise, daya sarvabhuteshu will not come. Right? That is why Prabhupada is mentioning again and again that chanting offenselessly without any material motives, like that. So this is a very beautiful verse. So if you can do these three things, controlling the senses, being satisfied with whatever we have, and daya sarvabhuteshu, by preaching Krishna consciousness all over the world, one can tushyati ashu janardana, immediately we can satisfy the Lord, right? So there are so many devotees in ISKCON, like Jayananda Prabhu. He just practiced for 10 years, but he pleased Srila Prabhupada and he pleased Lord Jagannath, right? I will tell one story and stop it. Peer Krishna Maharaj, he was in his presentation on Prabhupada's Prince Day in Vrindavan, he was mentioning in a South American temple somewhere, he was the GBC that time, he was a temple president, I think. So he was telling Srila Prabhupada, during the month of marathon, the devotees have distributed 35,000 of Bhagavad Gita's, you know, right? Srila Prabhupada's eyes have widened, you know, after hearing this. Then Prabhupada, he showed one devotee. He alone distributed 10,000 Bhagavad Gita's, you know. Then Srila Prabhupada said, "Oh, he is the one who got the mercy of Krishna." Right? So Veer Krishna Maharaj was thinking, "Are, I didn't get any recognition because I am the temple president and I arranged all this." Right? Then Prabhupada understood the mind. "No, you all have got mercy of Krishna because you are all engaged in book distribution." So like that, we should work hard for Krishna, then tushyati ashu jana. So that's what I'm saying. Jayananda Prabhu, he did not even read 12 cantos Bhagavatam. He didn't even read Chaitanya Chaitam, I don't know whether it came that time, but he went back to God. Srila Prabhupada certified, right? Because he satisfied Srila Prabhupada, right? So he once mentioned to devotees, "Oh, this Jayananda, he is a very nice boy. You know, I observed when he was driving taxi, he is always chanting Hare Krishna." You know, like that. So we should come into the under the radar of Srila Prabhupada, then our life will be tushyati ashu janardana. Otherwise, 1 million lifetimes, We may be chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. We may not get Hare Krishna. Little bit late. Any? What is the question? Srila Prabhupada wrote in Chaitanya Charitamrita, if somebody is breaking regulative principles, means he lost the mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. It's not destiny. But you lost the mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
Suppose a devotee falls down, can he not rise up again, Prabhu?
Huh?
Can he not rise again?
That is there. You don't know? So many years you have been hearing class. What do you say? What is your answer? Somebody asked.
My thinking is, if still Krishna and Guru is merciful, still he can rise up. We need not write off the devotee. He can rise up again. That is my thinking.
It's not very surprising if somebody leaves Krishna consciousness movement, Prabhupada said. Right? But after falling down, if he comes back again to Krishna consciousness, you know, that means his fall down is unintentional. Means what do you right? Apichesu duracharo bhajatema ananyabhak. So then he said, if somebody comes back, then it's a great credit, because you know, one is a sannyasi and he falls down and again he comes back as a vanaprasthara brahmachari. It's a great insult, you know. But if he is swallowing that pride and tolerating that insult and coming back, that means Prabhupada said that is great credit, you know. So one should not be disheartened if somebody falls down. That is natural. Grandhras Srimad Bhagavatam ki Hare Krishna 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 Hare Hare, Hare Ram Ram Ram.